Ahoy there. Have you been thinking about setting sail with Virgin Voyages? If you've been on another cruise or maybe never been on a cruise before, you might be wondering what it's really like on board. Well, here are some of my favourite things about sailing with Virgin Voyages. Plus, stay tuned to the end for some secret off-menu things that only sailors in the know know about. Ready to set sail? Thinking back on my trip, one thing that really stood out was how everyone was welcome and accepted on Valiant Lady. And our fellow sailors were a great range of the young and the young at heart. I was speaking to a lady who was 84 years young and she was having the time of her life. Right from the start, you could see how diverse the performers were. Each night's show was a celebration of different cultures and talents. From different parts of the world to all different sexualities, everyone just fitted in nicely. It was so cool to see everyone being represented. And you know what else? There are even bathrooms for everyone, no matter who you are. It was nice to see the ship making sure everyone felt respected and comfortable. Let me tell you, the crew on Valiant Lady were like sunshine on a cloudy day. Their happiness and excitement was so contagious. Whether you were watching a show, having dinner, or just walking around, their positive vibes made everything more fun. And you could see how well they all worked together. It was like they were one big team, making sure everything ran smoothly. Their teamwork was really impressive. Talking to the crew felt like chatting with old pals. They were so interested in making sure I had a great time on board. Even if there were a few little bumps in the road, their upbeat attitude made everything better. From the cheerful good mornings to the helpful service in the restaurants, the crew really went above and beyond to make sure everyone had a memorable trip. Their dedication to making guests happy was really something special. I was so excited to find out about all the cool entertainment options on Virgin Voyages' Valiant Lady. They really know how to shake things up when it comes to onboard fun. I could feel the energy buzzing all around. And let me tell you, the entertainment was unlike anything I'd ever seen. They had these daring shows that were a bit risque, but so much fun to watch. And guess what? You could even join in on the action. But that's not all. They also had these super quirky workout classes that made exercising feel like a party. Picture this. Themed aerobics with crew members leading the way. It was a blast. The best part, Scarlet Night is the biggest party at sea. Everyone got involved and some of us even ended up in the pool, fully clothed. Let's relax a bit back in the cabins. First off, the cabins were like something from the future. They had these lights that could change colours and you could even use tablets to order room service or watch movies. It was like having your own little tech paradise. And the design, it was so sleek and modern. The furniture was all cool and contemporary. And they even had these fun pops of colour that made everything feel so lively. Even though the cabins weren't huge, they made up for it with all the neat stuff inside. They had everything you needed, like shampoo, conditioner and shower gel. Plus, the showers had doors, which made them feel extra fancy. Now, let's talk about the beds. They were called sea beds, and get this, they could turn into sofas. So during the day, you could lounge around and chill out, and if you had a balcony cabin, you could even kick back in a hammock. Looking for that special exclusive touch, Valiant Lady is the ship to set sail on. From limited capacity events like mixology classes and fitness seminars to the ultimate VIP experience at Scarlet Night, this ship has it all. Want to be treated like royalty? Just show off your skills in ship activities and you could be selected as a VIP. My crew and I were lucky enough to participate in a thrilling pirate-themed scavenger hunt below deck, complete with magic tricks and cocktails in a hidden bar after dominating the trivia game 2 days in a row. Keep your ears open for opportunities to win free champagne, join trivia games and other activities that could land you an invite to the exclusive event. For some insider tips, don't forget to ask for the secret menu at Razzle Dazzle Restaurant. It's not so secret anymore, but it's still worth checking out for unexpected non-vegetarian dishes like steak or buttered chicken. Depending on the ship's current location, trust me, everyone will be talking about it. And get this, the ship even had little nods to its history. From markers showing how it was built to the way the cabins were numbered, you could really feel the craftsmanship and love that went into making Valiant Lady. I also loved how the ship was eco-friendly. They gave us these cool bracelets made from recycled ocean plastic called the Band. They weren't the fanciest things to look at, but they were super handy for opening doors and buying stuff on board. Plus, it felt good knowing we were helping the planet. Now, I haven't really covered the brilliant restaurants in this podcast, and Virgin really does have some amazing places to eat. Check out our other podcast all about dining on board Virgin Voyages from wherever you get your podcasts. You won't want to miss it. Start planning your next holiday with one of our cruise gurus. Just visit rocktheboat.travel. That's rocktheboat, all one word, .travel, and one of our team will help you set sail in style. For now, have a great day.